This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, prompting emergency alerts and evacuation warnings on Japan's northernmost main island. According to South Korea's military, the missile was fired from an area near the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, and flew for 1,000 kilometers before landing in the sea between Korea and Japan. Japanese Defense Minister Yasukazu Hamada later said the missile fell outside Japanese territory. According to Japanese media, residents on Hokkaido Island were warned to immediately take shelter in their basements. Some public transit systems in the area were temporarily stopped. About 20 minutes after the alerts were issued, Japanese officials lifted the warning. In a statement, the White House said it strongly condemns the ICBM test, which needlessly raises tensions and risks destabilizing the security situation in the region. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the abortion pill mifepristone can remain available in the United States. The ruling, issued late Wednesday night by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, freezes part of an order issued last week by a Texas-based federal judge that suspended the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the drug. The earlier ruling was part of a lawsuit by an anti-abortion group that seeks an outright ban on mifepristone, but Wednesday's ruling restored earlier restrictions imposed by the FDA, including a requirement for people to personally obtain the drug from a doctor instead of obtaining it through the mail. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due back in New York Thursday, this time in connection with a lawsuit brought against him by the state attorney general while he tries to delay another lawsuit involving a rape allegation, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is supposed to be deposed by the New York Attorney General, according